in which Sheng Qinghua is half of a power couple without even realizing it. By Marquis Guyon. Read by Daisy Diversions. The rating of this work is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Scum Villain's self-saving system. Relationship, Mo Baijun / Sheng Qinghua. Summary. Sheng Qinghua is confronted by the realization that he has fans? Author's notes. For the trick is not minding. I think this is my first time really writing Mo Sheng somehow. Hope you enjoy, heart. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Nonplussed, who infected me with the love of this pairing, Mo Baijun / Sheng Qinghua, and is also having a bit of a busy time at work right now, so I thought I would just record them a little something to help them get through their commute. let's get going. Oh, this is an ice cold read, and this was also written for the Just Married Exchange 2025. I saw the notification come into my inbox and read the summary and just laughed and laughed, and I was like, I think I have to record this, right? But also thank you to the author for having blanket permission to Potvic. Okay, let's go. Sheng Qinghua, for what it's worth, had never thought of himself as a particularly noteworthy person. Before he transmigrated, all of his notoriety as a web novel author hadn't translated to the real world beyond the internet. And even as a peak lord of Chong Chong Mountain sect, objectively a high position, yeah, as one of the only 12, Sheng Qinghua really hadn't felt like all that. Sure, he'd been one of the peak lords, higher in the ranking, but the ranking had been established generations earlier, and it didn't keep everyone in the sect from treating him like some kind of glorified servant half the time. Lu Qingge, for example, was the 7th rank peak lord officially, and therefore in the lower half of the rankings. But he was also the Baizhang war god, and he regularly either shirked his paperwork or submitted it with handwriting that was nearly unreadable. The asshole. Sheng Qinghua had entertained some private aggrandizement about his role as the other god of the world, but as far as gods went, his power didn't extend further than sometimes remembering a useful bit of information that he'd written decades ago. Mostly, it just got him yelled at by the system if he so much as thought about setting a foot out of line from the original story. And even if the system hadn't kept him from telling anyone besides Cucumber Bro of his identity as the transmigrated author, trying to explain any of that would at least not be believed, and, at worst, get him stuck in the Xiangxia equivalent of a mental hospital. Which, not great. And, in the Northern Realm, well, that was complicated, wasn't it? He'd come to understand now just what his king thought of him. They'd cleared up all the misunderstandings, cultural and otherwise, that they could without inviting the system's wrath. They'd even gotten married. Sheng Qinghua was now the fucking consort of the Northern Demon King. And he did understand what kind of position that meant he was in now. It was just a little more difficult for him to make the connection that he was considered an important person by outsiders, you know? He had spent so many years as Mobe Jun's human spy, clinging to his thighs and doing whatever needed to be done, and finally, and fully expecting to die as cannon fodder at the end of his part of the story. And he wasn't doing so much leg clinging anymore. Now that he knew that Mobe Jun wanted him to be there, and would protect him rather than threaten him, but he still did a lot of whatever needed to be done. He was just part of who he was at this point. He was the An Ding Peak Lord, after all. And if he was also demonic royalty now, that didn't mean that there was less work involved with keeping the realm running, or less of a need for anyone to coordinate all that. There was more of a need now, actually, since Cucumber Bro and Chong Ching Hua's son spent a great deal of their married life either secluded away playing house together, or on Ching Jing Peak. Much of the day-to-day business of the Demon Realm fell to Luo Bingha's subordinates, which meant Mobe Jun and Sha Hua Ling, which meant Shang Ching Hua. And Shang Ching Hua didn't really mind the work anymore, for all he complained about it, but it wasn't exactly the kind of work that was particularly impressive by human or demon standards. It wasn't public-facing either. Ideally, if Shang Ching Hua was doing his job correctly, most of what he actually did would fly under the radar. So, all of this translated to Shang Ching Hua not feeling all that important in the grand scheme of things. But he wasn't so self-depreciating either, that he didn't realize the likelihood of him being a target of assassination attempts. If nothing else, he made a much easier target than his husband. He was a cultivator, but he was still a squishy human, and demons didn't tend to think much of squishy humans, even when those squishy humans had badass demon lords for husbands. Which was why, when Shang Ching Hua felt a pair of eyes repeatedly watching him, he took note. He took note, and when he had the opportunity to corner his stalker, he got the demon alone in a discreet hallway and pressed him against the wall with a knife to his neck. The demon stiffened at the touch of sharp steel. "You've been following me," Shang Ching Hua accused. "Are you planning to assassinate me? Because I'm going to be honest, you aren't doing a very good job of it." The little pipsqueak of a demon looked very much like he wanted to shake his head back and forth in denial, but he thought better of it due to the knife.
"No, Your Highness," he cried. "Consort Shang, this lowly one would never..."
Huh. He could be lying, of course, but Shang Chi Hua thought that he just might be telling the truth. "Why are you following me, then?" he demanded. The demon swallowed exaggeratedly.
"I admire Consort Shang very much. As you can probably see, I'm not the strongest demon around, even among my kind. I am the smallest and the weakest. By the standards of the demon realm, I would never amount to anything, but Consort Shang isn't powerful in the ways that us demon value either. And Consort Shang rules alongside Mobe Jun as rulers of the Northern Realm. Consort Shang is trusted by Jun Shang to assist in the running of his empire and to make decisions in his absence. Consort Shang wields power without depending on physical strength. Yet, if a demon or clan were to try to cause problems for Consort Shang, he could take care of them without the help of his powerful husband." He smiled nervously. "I thought Well, I thought if I watched Consort Shang, I could learn by example.
That wasn't the worst explanation he could have given, honestly. As strange the praise made Shang Qinghua feel. And what were you planning on doing with what you learned? He asked. The little demon lit up with determination.
I don't have vast ambitions, he demurred. I just want to seize power within my own family. I have an older sister who is much stronger than me, who has treated me with some fondness in the past. Her success over our siblings is not assured, but if I was to support her the way you support Modbei Jun, I believe the two of us could gain and keep power over our family.
Shang Qinghua considered this. You might not be wrong, he said. All right, then. I'll let you off, but I'll be keeping an eye on you in the future. Word of advice, though, learn to be fucking discreet. I could have clocked you with my eyes shut. Modbei Jun had noticed Shang Qinghua's stalker as well. He'd just let Qinghua take care of it on his own way. Maybe this would be a useful connection to pursue going forward, but it would depend on how the demon continued to act. Maybe Shang Qinghua could even mentor him if he proved worthy of his extremely limited time and effort. The demon ran away with many effusive thanks, and Shang Qinghua waved him off. He had a lot to think about. Later, back in his quarters, Shang Qinghua moaned to his husband about the incident.
I can't believe it,
Modbei Jun chuckled lowly. I can believe it.
My king, Shang Qinghua whined. You are so impressive, but I'm...
You are my beloved consort, and you support me in all things, Modbei Jun said, interrupting him. You are the most impressive spouse I could have asked for, even if I did not recognize it from the beginning. And you are strong in ways you could not recognize. Together, we make a united front that is not easily broken. Those who are observant are not blind to this.
Oh my God, Shang Qinghua mumbled. We're a goddamn celebrity power couple.
A power couple? Modbei Jun repeated. Yes, we wield power together as a couple.
He sounded satisfied at this label, and Shang Qinghua smiled at him fondly.
The term, it also implies that people look up to us. They admire us and envy us.
As they should, Modbei Jun said with a nod. We have much for them to be envious of. If nothing else, they should be envious of my good fortune in choosing a spouse.
Shang Qinghua habitually started to deny Modbei Jun's words, but his husband cut him off.
Without Qinghua, this king would not have gained the position that he now holds. If Qinghua had chosen to, he could have killed me when we first met and achieved glories for taking down a powerful demon, even one who has fallen unconscious in front of him. And if Qinghua had not intervened after my father's passing, my uncle might have succeeded in stealing the throne.
Shang Qinghua wanted to object, to say that he didn't have to have been him to have supported his king during the transfer of power. But he stopped himself. He knew it wouldn't have been true. The Lua Bingha of proud immortal demon Wei had defended Mo Beijun, but the Lua Bingha of this life had been off living his cottage core dreams with Shen Qing Chu. He wasn't there. Sheng Qinghua was.
"You're feeling very talkative tonight, husband," Sheng Qinghua joked, but he was honestly touched.
"Qinghua needed to hear that," Mo Beijun said, and then he proceeded to say very little for the rest of the night, as he very thoroughly showed his husband exactly how much he was valued. Sheng Qinghua certainly couldn't complain about that.
Reader's notes. That was actually my first scumvillain podfic, so I hope I did okay on the pronunciation for the names. I have my little dog next to me, and she really hated the voice that I used for the pipsqueak. So, sorry about that. And currently she's having a little puppy dream where she's kicking me repeatedly with her foot. So I'm going to end this recording so you don't have to hear her little puppy dream happening in progress. And I can, be kicked in peace. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and/or comments on the original work. Thanks for listening.